You know who's unprepared? Your mom.
Audible. Oh, yeah.
Facts.
Wait, no, that's not how sponsors work. I usually we can't insult them.
Yeah, we can't. We can't insult them. We can't insult them. Yeah, Audible actually kind of sucks. I was kind of mid. I can't hear. What about deaf people? What about deaf people? Audible's useless for deaf people.
Yeah, if only there was a form of media for deaf people where they can like look at the words and flip through the pages themselves.
No.
Wait, what pages? What are pages?
Wait, hold up. Wait, you're so right. We haven't invented that yet.
Yeah, I think you're getting ahead of yourself.
Yeah.
Now, hear me out. We take a stone tablet, and on the tablet, we create a language entirely based on visual symbols. I think we're getting somewhere.
I'm just
a little bit skeptical. Keep going. Let's hear this. Let's hear this out.
So each character would symbolize maybe a word or a concept. Like you could have a symbol, and it would stand for the word love.
And like Superman.
You could read it.
Or no, he's Hope. My bad.
I just don't see this product you know being river. Like a future. I just don't see this product going to the future. I'm out.
I tried my best. Shark Tank.
It plays the Shark Tank music. Dun 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 dun.
Editor, put that in right now.
Yeah, someone put that.
Can we do for an episode like a fake Shark Tank? Dude, I feel like that would be hilarious.
PowerPoint slides and everything.
Yeah.
We could play the Jackbox game where you like have to make like a like an idea, and then you have to like present it.
Yeah. You know something that always annoyed me about Jackbox?
What?
Something that always annoyed me about Jackbox is. So, you know how, like, you start a Jackbox game, and then they show you, like, the examples for the game? Like, let's say you're playing, like, I don't know. I'm totally forgetting what that game's called. Where, like, someone, like, it's like Pictionary, you know? Like, they draw a picture, and you gotta, like, describe what it is. You know what I mean? Is that...
Yes, am I thinking of something else? I'm aware of the game Pictionary.
Yeah, it's like that.
Okay, so hear me out. So you know what pisses me off about Jackbox Pictionary?
Now,
that is not related to Jackbox.
You draw pictures.
But yeah, you know what? Okay, you know what? Okay, I'll support that. I'll support that point. I hate Pictionary. I am bad at drawing. All right, and I get that's the point of the game.
Wait, do you not like Scribblio?
No. I played like once. I'm more of an Agario person.
You didn't play with us yet? You're more of an Agario person.
During...
I definitely did. We stepped sure up at like 3 o'clock in the morning playing.
8 o'clock? Games.
8 o'clock in the morning?
Is that what you said?
Definitely not there for that. No, I said 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh. That makes more sense.
8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. That
24
is
hours.
Literal
hours.
Death.
Okay, Noah. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the...
Hey, welcome to the Boys to Men podcast.
Today we're talking about...
He's your host.
Video games.
Video games?
We're all hosts. Yeah, Soldier Boy? I was looking back on our old episodes, and I realized that we never did a part two for our video games episode.
Did we say we were?
Oh.
No, but like we usually did a part two or something like that.
Right.
Like in our so in our edition,
we've only done one part two, and that was 5 months after the original.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. And I feel like, I don't know, I feel like, you know, it's just like a broad, no, actually, you know what? No, we did a part two. We did a part two for like movies ish. And we then did? Now, oh, we, now we,
yeah, that's right.
I mean, it's not like, it's not formally like that. We don't formally say that we're doing a movie part. We just kind of talk about movies here and there. And then Noah like gives us a review about movies.
His expertise.
Yeah. Speaking of reviews on things, we want to start a new segment where me and Jacob review music. Jacob.
Mm. Yes.
You want to like...
Let's do the music. Yeah, sorry. I was paying attention. I'm just really tired.
Yeah, that makes sense. This is another late night episode. And...
It is a late night episode.
Yeah. But we strive to push through. Jacob, what were we going to review today? I totally forgot. First Class?
You said First Class. I don't know. I think we should do something that all of us could do.
Okay.
Oh, it's not just you guys?
Well, that would kind of
wait,
suck.
Is this going to be a live review?
I mean, me and... Like, okay, we're doing First Class.
Listen to the song.
It's supposed to be kind of like prepared, like you're supposed to already have listened to it.
I just assumed,
which is why I was saying it's me and Jacob for now.
Yeah, but then what the fuck are Noah and Connor gonna do for like the
listen and give feedback?
I don't know. Yeah, when Noah reviews a movie that we never seen before, we're
make
just kind of like
comedic police like... commentary. That's usually what we're here for.
Yeah,
okay, for sure.
Commentary.
Oh.
Yo,
like that's a type of noodle.
Commentary?
No, pho.
Oh, yeah, pho is good. Pho.
You mean pho? Today we're reviewing First Class by Jack Harlow.
Ugh. Yes, sir. So, let's get into it.
Okay, well, first off,
a
little bit of like
audience
background.
Has already listened to it?
No, we're giving us a background. That's what I was saying. To give some background. This is a single that he released, and it's supposed to be a part of an album that he's going to come out with, like, what, like, May something, Jacob?
Next week.
Next week?
Yeah.
Well, for the timeline of people who don't know what day this currently is, it is early May next week.
Yeah, I think it's...
It's the day before New Year's Eve, so...
What?
Preparing ahead of time, in case...
Yeah, the day before New Year's Eve.
Yeah. Jacob's actually getting married like in a month or something, right, Jacob?
Yep.
Who his body pillow?
Which one? yeah, so Come Home, the Kids Miss You, which is Jack Harlow's next album, will have First Class and Nail Tech on it. So which one do you prefer, First Class or Nail Tech?
I want to say that Nail Tech was not bad. I would say compared to some other of his songs, Nail Tech was not bad. But I like First Class's like beat. I don't know. Like it just grooves better. You know what I mean?
I think personally, I think Nail Tech is better, but I think First Class, I understand why it's more popular. To put it simply,
sample.
Well, also, I just feel like it has a bigger target audience. I feel like Nail Tech is more just like bars, if that makes sense. Just like,
yeah, I can see that. Yeah, yeah.
It's more of an aggressive song because it's talking about like, you know, shooting people and whatnot. Whereas First Class is more like romantic, if that makes sense.
My problem with Nail Tech was it just seems like really similar to something that he's done in the past. Like his verse on Industry Baby is almost.
The first time I listened to Nail Tech, I was like, it's literally just like a Kroger brand version of of whatever the hell it's called, Industry Baby.
Yeah, you've heard it before. He's similar. Yeah. It's a similar beat.
If you had to if I would rank Jack Harlow's most recent singles right now, I would definitely put First Class and Niltek at the bottom. I think compared to What's Poppin' and okay. Tyler Hero, the not even close. Not even close.
I would actually I would agree. Yeah, that's true. I would agree with that. But yeah, I mean, First Class, I think the reason it's getting really popular is, in my opinion, to sample. For those of you who don't know, First Class samples Glamorous by Fergie. And I think he does it really well. It fits, like, really well somehow. I don't know. Like, the beginning part is super addictive. Then after that, I'm just kind of like, all right, this is Jack Harlow doing Jack Harlow things. And honestly, that's the part I'm not a huge fan of. So you kind of just like listen to the first part.
Jack Harlow being Jack Harlow.
Yeah, like he's kind of like he's got like some weird lyrics. I'll read you a lyric. I have this prepared. I'll read you a lyric that just it curdled the acid in my stomach. All right.
From First Class.
This is from First Class. Yeah. So he does this whole Glamorous thing, right? And he starts talking. I'll read the bar. I'll give some like preface. So in quotes, I can see the whole city from this balcony. Back in 2019, I was outside freely, but now they got it out for me. I don't care what frat that you was in. You can't alpha me. Keep dreaming. Here's the part that gets me every time. Pineapple juice, I give her sweet, sweet, sweet semen.
What?
What?
That's what gets me every time.
He's got,
every single time. I'm like...
Okay, like, Jacob.
Make
a defense, Jacob.
Jacob, explain that one.
No, I was gonna say
he's. What does it mean?
He's got some weird ass bars sometimes. I would like to bring another bar from way earlier on in his career. It's Hey Big Head, from I think it's an EP that he did a while ago. Let me pull it up real quick. I just want to make sure that I have my information correct. It comes from the EP or the album Sweet Action. Hey Big Head. It goes, she wanna do it with me, to put it simply. She wanna fuck me one-on-one. We might run that train instead.
Busting it down, sexual style.
And me and my friend, just like twins, same nutsack and the same dickhead.
That's cool.
What the fuck?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love these lyrics. Hard to listen to. What do they mean, though?
Like, you know,
what do they mean?
He's
what else does it mean?
He's comparing.
He's gay, don't you?
He's saying that he and his friend have the same type of penis. Therefore, it is a good idea to have sex at the same time together with them.
How does that
not with women?
Nah, this Shut I'm gonna be real with you guys. This man can be very fruity sometimes.
Rudy is a very nice word.
I think fruity is the best way to put it. A little suspicious.
Mm, yeah,
you might. There's a
just
bar.
Go ahead.
There's another bar. I could think of way more weird bars that he's got.
Oh yeah.
But there's just one that I wanted to just bring back up. It's a plain cheeseburger. I don't get toppings.
Right. And
this is from the song Drip Drop. It has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but it's just like, yeah.
Not a yeah. fan.
Not a fan of plain cheeseburger. I don't get toppings.
I like toppings on my cheeseburgers.
You know what? What's your ideal cheeseburger topping? Lay it on me.
Lettuce, tomato, cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got onion, like caramelized onions, and then maybe like chili, or something like that.
So you like a Sonic type of dude?
The fuck
do
you mean Sonic type of dude?
Chili dogs.
That's not a chili dog. That's a burger.
That's a burger.
My God, Noah got like offended. Jesus Christ.
What the fuck are you talking about?
He's like,
don't you dare ever tell me.
I think the ideal toppings for me cheese, bacon, lettuce, and barbecue sauce. Good old Western style.
Yeah, with that is a very good burger.
Maybe some onion rings if people want it to be really Western, but I'm not a big fan of onions, nor pickles, nor tomato. I'm very picky. Okay.
You just ignore.
You just removed like half the toppings on a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Well, I agreed with you when you listed all of the ingredients.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Just some lettuce, bacon. Then,
yeah, if you're really hungry, add a fried egg to it. So good.
Oh, dude, fried egg on a burger.
We can all agree, bacon Western burger, best type of a burger, correct?
Yeah. It's up there.
I honestly have no say, but, you know, yeah, sure.
Why not? I have no say. There's the vegetarian.
There's vegetarian and vegan burgers, bro.
It doesn't trash. What are you talking about?
Okay, I'm glad you.
I got a tongue. All right, I can. I'm not just convincing myself. Oh yeah, this is good. No, it's not. It's trash.
My little brother, when he went through his vegetarian phase last year, he just refused. He like ate tofu once, and he's like, never again.
The thing, okay, I think I said this before on the show, but the thing with tofu is you gotta know how to cook it. If not, it's trash.
Yeah,
it's
like Brussels. I'm actually like, cooking really tofu to tomorrow.
I want to taste that. Can I taste it?
Sure.
Like, can I just come by your house and taste it? like you're on your date.
My girlfriend's over, and you're just like,
you're just with your girlfriend.
I know this is the first time
you're candle lit. You guys have like a candlelit dinner. I just like barge in with a fork. I'm like, I want to taste that.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Let me get
I eat off of her plate.
What the?
I get that. Like, I do like, I put like an alpha move on her. I'm like, I'm going to eat off of your plate. Let me taste that.
That is a pretty alpha.
Walk out the room. Yeah. Barges in the house. That looks like some good food. Let me taste that. Nice to meet you, by the way. Bye. Just to wrap up the Jack Harlow thing really quick, I have one last bar that I was gonna put out there that it's just like this is the first song that I heard of his, by the way. This is What's Poppin' Remix, where he literally says, "Back at the remix, these boys, all my sons like Phoenix, my city and my state never seen this. Jimmy Neutron, I'm a young boy genius. On the futon, I'm a giver that penis."
Yes. Yes.
Okay, there's something just very awesome about directly stating the genitalia in the song. Like, there's something unappealing about it.
Unappealing. I mean, yeah, like
I don't like hearing people say penis.
Rock and roll, like the whole name theme of rock and roll was like subliminal sex, like, right? Like that's the whole point, rock and roll.
I mean,
like, they were subliminal about it because,
well, yeah, there was like stricter laws.
Yeah, yeah, back in the day. But
so they had to get creative.
Yeah, but nowadays it's literally just like, I see woman.
He says it so directly. That's the thing that gets you.
It's in the song, it's unbelievably aggressive. I sang it one time with a friend in the car, and she was just like dumbfounded. She was like, "What? Why would you put that bar in?" So he's got some very suspicious lyrics, but
like you're like nodding your head like, all right, this is pretty cool, and he just says it. I'm like, ugh.
And yet still he's one of the most charming and popular rappers out there right now.
I still don't get that. People are like swooned over this guy, and he's literally going like, oh yeah, penis.
Okay, you want to know why? One word, okay? SUAVE. That man has suave.
Does he?
Yeah, he has charisma.
Yeah, he's got.
He does. Yeah, I saw the chicken shop one on YouTube. You watch that video. Watch that video on YouTube. The chicken shop one.
Yeah.
God, dude, that guy has game. Like, he's never even met this person. He's probably seen like her videos, but like, the guy, like, he gets her. Like, you can see in her eyes. Like, she's just like, what can I do in this situation?
He's
like, this guy is going to put a baby in me. What?
My gentleman out there, I know absolutely nothing about flirting with women, but if you want some pointers, just watch videos.
Watch Jack Harlow.
It was so weird watching him flirt with women at the concert in November.
What? What is like he fans? Playing? What is he, Drake?
Yeah.
What does he do?
Flirt with them?
How does he do it at a concert?
On the stage? He's like, hey, what's your number?
Like, nah, he like gives him the eyes, but like when he was pulling out on the limo.
What? Oh.
No. Yeah, that timing. When he was like exiting the limo, he was like very suave about it. And I think I remember him giving a girl a number. I don't think that was at the Phoenix concert though. I think I saw that on a video, but like I remember on stage he was like low key flirting with some of the women in the front row, and I could see because I was like third row. So, a good entertainer nonetheless. But
yeah.
Yep.
I know, weird dude, man. Just like you could tell like when he did the video, well, not video, when he featured on with like Lil Nas X, and you're like, with all this stuff that you're saying, and now this.
Go ahead and just on YouTube, just write Jack Harlow and Lil Nas X interview. Okay, that's all you gotta do, and just watch how. He puts Lil Nas X to shame. Lil Nas X literally has to go, please don't say anything suspicious. That man is literally gay. Lil Nas X is gay.
He is gay.
And Jack Harlow is too gay for him.
What?
Yeah. It's a...
Did you know that Tyler, the Creator, is gay?
Uh-huh.
Or he's bi?
He's bi. Great music, though.
He does have great music. And that's all that matters. Really
music, yeah. Connor, what do you think of Tyler's music? Or have you ever
refamiliarized me with some of his works?
Igor. Earthquake.
No, oh, that's Earthquake.
Yeah.
You make my Earthquake.
Some good ones. Like
he's all right.
What's Your Name is really good.
That's a new one.
Yeah. For his genre, he's pretty good. I feel like I've seen him like outside of his music as a person. He seems pretty cool.
He is.
He's a really cool person. He's just super chill.
He has really good stage presence. Yeah. Like, he will just start like making like stand up while on his stage.
And
I still remember I forgot what it was. He was like about to do a song, and he had like this really good like joke that led perfectly into the song.
Yeah, he's an entertainer for sure.
He was in Regular Show too, wasn't he?
Was he?
No, in Regular Show.
Yeah, in the rap battle, episode. I'm pretty sure that was him.
Yeah,
he was the main.
Whoa. Like,
yeah.
Guy.
Oh yeah, he looks just like him. What the heck?
Yeah. Dude. With the hat.
Right. I thought you were just making like a weird joke. Yeah.
We're like, oh, he's black. He's black. Oh yeah, makes sense.
Wrap it up. The 9th episode of season 3 and 49th episode overall of Regular Show premiered on November 20. I don't know why I'm reading this. Childish Gambino was also on it.
I knew that. I knew that, yeah.
Very interesting.
All right, I guess we can go to our the main topic.
Topic of the day.
Actually, hold on. Before we do that, I'm gonna taste test this new Nitro Pepsi.
Pepsi Nitro. It's good.
Yeah, I've been waiting for like maybe 4 or 5 days to try this. It's for
you have to pour it out into something.
Yeah, that's the only way you can do it, right?
Yeah, you have to pour it because is it cold?
It's cold.
It's cold. Okay. Yeah. You don't have to shake it, but you have to pour it into something else.
You have to pour it upside down because it's like a draft beer kind of thing.
Bruh, I had to go and get a cup now. Why can't I just drink it out of the can?
Because it doesn't work. It's nitrous.
It doesn't work.
Are you
The nitrous canister is in the bottom of the can.
Bruh. All right. Give me a second. We'll do this. All right.
If you drink it out of the can, the nitrous would, like, go into your mouth, like, directly, wouldn't it? Because of how the density works?
Yeah, that's how gas works. It's more like it's denser than liquid, so...
Right, yes, you would just back. Be like, you would explode from the air intake.
Spit all over the camera. All right, yeah. Let me get a cup. All right, returned with a cup.
Wow, that was a very long journey for a cup.
Well, I will, don't it make
fit?
A turn, so.
Will it fit all the Pepsi?
The big cup.
Oh yeah, the big cup. Yeah, that should work.
Right. You gotta pour it on screen for us.
All right, fine. We tilt this thing down.
Yeah, because
this thing? You see this?
Yeah, I see it.
Oh, let's hold it up. Actually, let's hold it up easier so you can see my face.
Yeah, because our viewers on the audio
are clearly on camera.
Yeah.
All right, let's crack this thing open. Can I get this on the mic? I hope we got it on the mic. Okay.
I didn't hear a single thing.
He probably has the voice.
It is currently foaming.
Maybe it's because
you poured
it a little bit.
Poured into the glass.
That boy up here. Hear that. Open it up. Now.
Turning it upside down was not the best idea before you opened it.
Open it. So you already opened it.
Yeah, it exploded.
Right. All right, so to our viewers, to our listeners, he's currently pouring the can into the cup, and he looks like one of those like TikTokers that you would see that are just like staring at something while it's happening and just like ominously smiling. And it's kind of like, what's going on here?
Watermelon sugar.
There's like,
you have, like some weird song playing in the background.
Obnoxiously loud music in the background.
Give me Neutron. Give me that penis.
And they're giving like over exaggerated responses to basic things.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I just found a Coke Zero. Let's try it out.
Begin EDM intro.
Tell me that's not every time.
Thank you, Ayush.
Okay. Cheers.
Yep. All right, to our listeners, he's now drinking the Pepsi Nitro.
He has Pepsi Nitro on his
lips. He has licked his lips.
It's literally just flat Pepsi. It's just flat Pepsi.
Well, it is like 5 days old, you said. It has to be fresh.
Yeah.
Fresh from the factory? What do you mean? No, yeah. It's not.
Fresh from the,
from the crack, of Mr. Pepsi himself.
I mean, like, it's like kind of flat, but also it's supposed to be like smooth. It's not supposed to feel flat.
Because there are like microbes.
Honestly. I'm just pouring up the shots, Drake.
This is like.
You don't like it?
No. Really? I'm not a huge Pepsi person either.
Oh, well, no. You're good.
Bro, okay. And
I'll drink Pepsi, but I would prefer normal Pepsi than this. Any like, this is just
soda. Any dark soda other than root beer is 9 times out of 10 really gross.
Yeah, it's just flat Pepsi, honestly.
Like dark soda?
Like Coke and Pepsi. Just like.
You're not a fan.
Okay, Ayush. We'll get you a real one. Okay.
I'm not going to go.
It'll be better.
What does that even mean? Like, it's in a can, my guy.
We'll get you a real
one. I'll
make one for you.
You know, we'll hook you up with the real deal, Ayush. Cocaine. Straight up cocaine.
Oh, you're so right. Why did I totally forget about that? All right. Yeah, well,
if I had like Coke or a water bottle in front of you, I'd always go for the water bottle because like Coke is just not good. It's just not overrated.
What do you mean not good?
It's just not good.
You know what's overrated? Your mom.
Coke's alright. Pepsi's better.
Noah literally did a whole commercial for Coke. Alright, how could you shoot it? Did you have a choice between other sodas, Noah? Or
no, I could do anything. I could have done anything. Any commercial. Like I could have done a Bacne commercial.
A Bacne?
Yeah, Bacne.
Why Bacne is cool?
I'm your prime
candidate. Bacne's cool. make sure to sweat all over your back.
Oh, just like clean it off.
Thank you, Ayush.
Yeah. So I'm just gonna say this right now. I would give this like a 4 or 5, but apparently this is not fresh. I don't know what that means.
Well, you just said it was like almost a week old.
Thank you for listening.
I didn't. It's okay. Okay, it's in a can. It doesn't matter how long it is. The carbonation's still in the can.
Well, we don't know what the middle man.
If you fuck around with it,
yeah, if you we don't know what he's done for a week. For the past week.
What would I do in that time?
I don't know. What do you do with cans for a week before you use them?
Okay, we're moving on. This is a 5 out of 10 soda. Normal Pepsi is better. Don't pay extra for this.
Will you guys help me make a Pepsi Nitro commercial?
If it means we get to have Pepsi Nitro, then yes.
Yeah, you'll get to have Pepsi Nitro at the end.
Let's go.
I'll just do it because I want to be a part of something.
Oh, he's just letting me.
All right. Let's start on the main topic.
Let's talk about
video games. The last time we did this was August of 2020, which is like it's our third episode basically.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's also my birthday.
August of 2020. Damn.
We've come full circle.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kingdom Hearts 4 has been announced.
Dude, that's super sick.
I know. All right, we can continue to the next topic.
Oh, you have nothing. Oh man, the burps feel like. How do you describe this? Like you know, like when the magician pulls the napkin out of his mouth. That's what it feels like.
What the hell? Like
if Star Wars was in Kingdom Hearts this year,
what did you just say? What heresy were you just trying to say?
That's right. Yeah. Theory is that Star Wars just like... is Kingdom Hearts.
Chick, what?
People are saying that it looks like one of the worlds that you see in Kingdom Hearts 4 in the trailer is Endor.
Why Endor?
Because there's a forest.
Bruh, because it looks like California.
You also see the foot of an
Northern AT-AT. California.
You also see the foot of an AT-AT. Supposedly, or ATST.
Supposedly, you would think that would be pretty.
A gray metal object.
Yeah,
Kingdom Hearts Star Wars merger.
Kingdom Fart. Dude. Kingdom Farts.
Kingdom Farts. Sure, that's a thing. It's like a. All right, I'm gonna send a photo.
Like a gag, like a flash game. Version of it?
No, it's just like a.
Yeah,
didn't want to get copyrighted.
Let's look at it.
Take a look and tell me what you think.
What is this in?
It's going to be in general, correct?
Okay.
So I want you to look at the top right, and then just look at ATST. That's what people are saying. I don't know if I buy it or not.
I don't buy it because that's very small.
ATST is very small. Yeah, so it's like way too small.
Like, in relation Boy. To...
That could literally Where be like a Roomba. Even...
Top right.
A blurry gray object that could even be mistaken for a rock.
I mean, it's obviously not a rock, but yeah. I wouldn't... ATST. Let's look what... let's look at its feet.
It's Endor.
Yeah,
because
I don't
it has
know. I don't know. Yeah, this could be literally like anything because there's grass.
Well,
there's grass and water, and
yeah, if you look at the trailer, it looks identical to Endor. But then again, a lot of forests, redwood forests, look identical to Endor. So
a lot of
they based Endor off of.
Okay, so that's definitely not an ATST leg, and that's because it an ATST leg is a little bit more conical than that.
Okay. But yeah, that's just what people are saying. I don't know if I buy it or not. But if Star Wars would be in any Kingdom Hearts game, it would be this one, because this one is leaning towards hyper-realism.
Hyper-realism? The fuck?
The graphics.
Bro, they get an Unreal Engine 10.
5. Unreal Engine 10? Aren't they on 6 now, or like 5?
They're on 5. They just released 5.
I do want to talk about how crazy Unreal Engine 5 is, though.
Really good.
Kingdom Hearts. It's amazing. It's one of the first engines that like actually does lighting really well without like
I've the seen way the that. Yeah.
The way the lighting works is absolutely phenomenal.
The demos that they always that they like release and stuff is really cool because they show like there's like billions of like triangles and like different like 3D stuff they use. Polygons.
The way they use polygons is just more and more get added as you zoom into something, from what I remember. Which just means that, like, the further you go away, you can have, like, you could literally generate a massive city, and, like, it'll auto-render by itself.
And, like, did you see, like, their demo or something, or do you...
Yeah. I was watching the demo, and just, like, someone using Unreal Engine 5, and, like, the fact that you can just literally import anything from Unreal Engine 4 is gonna be super cool, because just any game...
The lighting does look really good.
Yeah, anything from Unreal Engine 4 that's been like that's like halfway done, you're gonna be able to do it way faster on Unreal Engine 5, depending on what's lacking in said game.
Ooh,
like
particles.
If it's on an Unreal Engine 4, it'll probably be coming out instead of 2030, probably 2028 now.
Yeah, there's so many games from like my childhood that were like they use Unreal Engine like a lot, like. So many developers use Unreal Engine.
It's a crazy good engine. I don't know much about video games or anything like that.
Who makes it? Is it Epic?
Yeah, it's Epic.
Yeah. Epic, right? Yeah, Epic Games. That's crazy. They're doing a really good job with that. Fortnite in Unreal Engine 5. Oh no. It's so realistic. Did you hear they have like no building now, Fortnite?
Yeah,
just in
it's like such a big deal now.
It's just one of the game modes, I think.
Oh yeah, but people are really mad.
For a week, it was just no building, and there wasn't a game mode. But then they just added it as a
permanent. Yeah, they probably lost like half their player base because all they do is just build like 20-foot skyscrapers and slam people.
So many people apparently came back because of the no building. I gotta say,
it's true.
You guys are gonna hate me, but it's been very tempting to get back into it. And that was always garbage.
I'm not gonna hate you. I actually want to try it like once just to see. But at the same time, I'm just thinking it's like any other battle royale. It's literally just every other battle royale ever to exist on
planet. Bro, they got fucking juice.
Oh
whatever
no!
It's whatever it's called. What's the juice called again?
Is it called?
I know it's like the shields or whatever.
Glug glug. Chug jug.
Glug glug.
Chug jug. No, the glug glug is
the glug glug.
Is the device that we're selling to Shark Tank, right, Noah?
That's the glug glug. It's the device we're selling. Anyways, so I'm looking at the what Unreal Engine 5 has. Apparently, it's got infinite bounce on the light. So, basically, from a lighting perspective, that's insane to think about. Yeah. Just you the fact that like
add the lighting yourself, you just add one source and it just does the rest.
You don't. Yeah, it's crazy how far we've come from having to bake in light to environments to just having a source and it just doing it.
Yeah,
like that's such a crazy concept.
It also works with shadows, so it'll auto-generate shadows with you that move by themselves. You can see how well that works, not only in the demo, but in Kingdom Hearts 4's trailer, too. They recreated an apartment in, I think it's, like, Shibuya, Japan. And, like, the way the camera pans, apparently those shadows were like, auto-generated. And it looks like real life, like, the way the shadows move. Open worlds are going to be crazy now. Can you imagine something like Elden Ring on Unreal Engine 5?
What engine does Elden Ring's already pretty good.
I know,
it's probably runs the best it can for how huge the world is. Because you have to remember, when you make something as huge as Elden Ring, you have to compress some textures or just not have giant textures that the game isn't 500 gigabytes.
That's what I'm saying, is imagine how it would have worked on something like Unreal Engine 5, where it just automatically does that, like, mid.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay, so then the minimum requirements would have to be, like, probably almost better than a 3080.
Well, not necessarily, because if it does, like, increase the polygon count as you zoom in, it could just be, what's it called, texture popping, except, like, a lot more smooth. Mm-hmm. It might require a little, I don't know how much more, like, data requirements it would cost.
It requires a lot of memory.
A lot of memory. Good to know.
Which is why they're now trying to, like, get a new line of video cards out with 12 gigabytes of memory. But they only did it for the 3060, and it's not doing so hot because it's, like, super expensive and isn't that powerful. But right. 12 gigabytes seems to be the new standard that they want to reach. But right now we're only at 6 to 8 for decent.
Yeah, not with my wallet.
Yeah, no one's wallet. I mean, really.
Yeah, no. I mean, just people who will afford it. People will be like, yeah, this is worth it. Mom, I need to buy this. Why?
Yeah, for yeah.
For my slideshow presentation?
Yeah, the person whose wallet it doesn't affect.
Yeah. Mom, this is for my slideshow presentations. You know? My Zoom classes. I mean, my Zoom will not run without this. Do you want me to skip school? Huh? Buy it for me.
Just guilt trip your mom into buying PC parts.
Yeah.
Every 12-year-old ever.
Why isn't it possible? It's just not.
Yeah, we don't have money. What is money? What do you mean? Just is it a microtransaction? Use their wallet to buy money.
Use your wallet.
Just use your credit card. I use your credit card for microtransactions. Just let me.
Microtransactions. Yeah, you're. Simple $1,000 microtransactions for PC parts.
Yeah. A simple monetary value. I tutor, like, these kids for money. Okay, that just sounds wrong. Hold up. I, as a side gig,
tutor children. And I take them.
As a side piece, I have children.
Don't say side
piece. Oh, man.
All children
are side God. Piece.
Ayush is a pedophile, confirmed.
As a side mission, I...
mission.
Ayush a pedophile.
Oh, man. That's the title.
No.
I have a normal job.
Ayush is under the FBI watch list. Gone viral. We got contacted by the police. Ayush is a terrorist.
Now that would be more believable.
Now we're getting somewhere.
the editor, please add in. It's like battlefield music playing.
Editor, can you completely replace the audio with a fictitious scenario?
Yes, please. Use Unreal Engine 5, please. Just build us. Actually, you know what? We should do that. We should be the first Unreal Engine 5 podcast. And just create us in like a space.
The first podcast entirely made in Unreal Engine 5.
Like you know how they have like those AI Twitch streamers that just like
VTubers? Aren't
real people? Is that what they're called? Like they're not real people, like it's just like graphically designed people.
Yes.
We should just do that but for a podcast. What are your guys' thoughts on the console war? Leaving PC out of it.
Do you guys see that they're thinking of adding in-game ads to
Oh my god.
To yeah. What?
To free to play games? Are there gonna be ads?
Dude. That would be awful. Like that would really be late stage capitalism.
That's corporatism, finest. But okay.
Late stage corporatism at its finest.
I'm like, bro, it's already And they, aren't they making enough money with like microtransactions and stuff? Why did they need to ruin it anymore?
Just the developers.
This is the world we live in now.
Yep.
The games have changed. There's a fine line
literally between right.
I mean, if you just don't buy games or consoles that do that, then they probably won't do that.
But we're gamers. We're jamers, dude.
Well, if you don't like something, then don't be a part of it.
Yeah, but I want to be the issue.
I think the real question is, would you rather have a free-to-play game that has ads in it, or would you rather pay $60 for a game that doesn't have ads in it?
Or would you want to pay $60 for a game?
It's pretty anecdotal, because it completely depends on what the game... Like, Roblox is a very good free-to-play game with ads. However, any Ubisoft game that's $60 is not that good compared to Roblox.
It's very true. You know what they should do? You know, I don't know. Like, if you look at, like, GTA, you know how GTA actually has, like, ads? Like, they literally, like, they have ads.
They do.
Like, you'll just be walking around. They should put those ads, like, the real ads that we have in, like, IRL, in the game.
In IRL.
Just, like, mix it in. The IRL ads. So, like, let's say they're, like, it's an ad for, like, Logitech. Put that into GTA. Like, you're just driving around on the radio, and then it's, like, it does, like, nonstop FM. Or nonstop pop. Yeah, it's nonstop pop. You're listening to the radio, cruising around, robbing a bank, killing people. And it just goes, all right, a short break. And it just literally goes, hi, what's the guy's name? Some random streamer. I endorse Logitech. Stuff like that. So it just kind of mixes in to the game. But it only works for GTA or like any other open world game that has like those types of ads. You can't really put that into like Warzone. you get killed instead of going to the gulag, you're just watching like 10-minute ads.
It works. It's like, oh. Now let's go down to Chipotle.
It's his voice too. It's
great
it's
job.
The same voice.
I know you'll get him next time, but you know what really helps? Some G Fuel.
You know what helps satiate me after a tough loss? The McRib.
It's back for a limited time. And if you don't get it, you're never going to be able to get that pog win.
And you'll suck. And all your friends will hate you. Go out and get a McRib.
Come down to McDonald's.
Your friends already hate you. Don't give them another reason. You're my 13th reason.
So come down to McDonald's. Ba 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 ba.
I'm fucking
ba 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 ba.
Yo, I'm fucking loving it.
Oi, Soap McTavish, I'm fucking loving it.
Oh man, that'd be great. I would watch that. You're like, oh no, I got killed. I gotta watch it. Oh, it's a McDonald's ad. Let's make it interesting.
You get killed in Call of Duty Warzone, and you have to watch a 30-second ad.
Yeah, that'll really force people to get better.
Or like while you're playing, like on a side, like on the side.
Dude,
screen,
you like that would just make the game so competitive.
Yeah.
Because the only people playing would be the people that are incredibly good.
Oh man, yeah. After like three ads, you're just like, yeah, I'm done. I mean, at the same time, we'll do it for like mobile games though. Like, you'll
do you
playing,
want
like,
a golden gun in this game? Watch this 10-minute ad, bro. It would be awesome and super cool, and I would love it. We should do that.
We should do that. Audible has thousands.
You know,
oh my. Beautiful morning.
Beautiful morning.
Are you singing Father Stretch My Hands?
Yes, sir.
Beautiful morning. It is morning.
Yep. 1 a.m.
It is 1 a.m.
I guess we can go back to the original question. What are your guys' thoughts on the console war?
console wars.
Xbox versus PlayStation.
Years ago. You're like almost a decade late on that question.
Well, we never answered it, so.
Well, we never answered it.
Xbox or PlayStation, or are you a sweet? Are you a Switzerland, and you're just like either one is fine.
Doesn't really matter to me.
What's that voice?
I don't know.
What was that supposed to be?
Good question. It's supposed to be some kind of accent, I suppose.
Mm. All right, Harry Potter. I have both an Xbox and a PlayStation. I don't play with like friends on PlayStation. I just kind of play PlayStation games on PlayStation, and I play Xbox games on Xbox. But I also play like games that are available on both platforms on Xbox. So, you know, I'm fine with anything, honestly.
I mean, at the end of the day, the answer is usually just going to be whichever one more of my friends have. Yeah, and then they'll bully you into getting the whichever one it is.
Yeah. That's happened to me. I think that's happened to everyone else.
But
that hasn't happened.
The fact of the matter is Game Pass is better than PlayStation's equivalent.
Game Pass is overpowered.
Yeah, Game Pass is so OP.
It is like, oh my god, it's crazy. But at the same time, like, didn't they start ahead of it, PlayStation? Or
No, PlayStation always had the whatever View, I think.
PlayStation Now.
It's like
View was like just, like TV.
It's a monthly subscription service where you get a full library of games.
So how did PlayStation mess up on that?
Well, they just didn't get the licensing, I guess, for any good games. Only PlayStation exclusives, it seems.
I mean,
like.
Microsoft's just like, okay, you're not going to give it to us? We'll buy your entire company.
Game Pass didn't start out that well either, I feel like. It took a while for them to get... I mean, they had GTA for a good minute.
Yeah, GTA?
They still do,
yeah, they did, yeah.
Imagine not getting good.
They don't, unfortunately. But same time, GTA is like $10 now.
The console.
I have GTA. I got it for free.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, like, there's only so much you can fit in a box like this right now, and it's hard to like be competitive.
Mm-hmm.
What?
No, I mean, like, not like in terms of hardware.
Oh.
It's just like
I'm like, what are you talking about? It's hard to fix.
Like, like in the early console war with the PS3 and the Xbox 360, I think. Like the big sell of the PS3 was that it was a Blu-ray player or like it could play multimedia.
Yeah.
Well, the 360 could play DVDs, but I think that's about it.
Yeah, but it couldn't play Blu-ray.
I think that one was Blu-ray capable now. Well, they had to make a special newer version. Definitely Blu-ray
capable. Yeah, and then they made the upgrades, of course, to be competitively viable. But it was like that little, it was that like a small sort of arms race, as it were, to who could shove the most features into their little box when it was hard to do so. And now it's easy to do so, but like that comes at the cost of not a lot of things are different because there's not some game changing thing that's coming out for different platforms.
Yeah, I think Sony shot themselves in the foot when it came to the PS5 because it's actually not selling that well. And that's because I feel like they released so many different versions of the PS4 and they were like just franking out different PS4 consoles, and then they were like, now you have to get this one, and everyone's like, no, I just spent the last 3 years getting three different PS4 consoles.
Oh, you mean like the regular, the Slim, and then the
and the Pro.
The Slim, the Pro, the one with like 1 gigabyte
the Pro
or 1 terabyte storage.
You know they're gonna do it with the PS5 also. I think like this year they're gonna come with like a slim, and then 2 years later it's gonna be the Pro, and then the PS6. Yeah. I think the main thing that like really gets the console war going is like exclusives. Like every time I ask someone like Xbox or PlayStation to like, PlayStation has its benefits, and then the Xbox fanboy will always be like, "But I
so can what, play Halo. Nowadays that's not an argument.
I got Halo. I got Gears of War.
after those games died,
that is it's not.
I have Halo Infinite.
Yeah, Halo is like
apparently that one's alright.
it's not even worth.
A tablet.
It's debatable,
if you will.
It is. Yeah, it is. Kind of stinky poo poo.
Stinky poo poo.
That's okay.
Is that so?
You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah. They still have Forza. They have Forza. Forza is great. I love
only Forza Horizon.
Bro, okay, and so I saw Forza's this amazing. Forza is always better than. It was an Elden Ring review, and the dude's like, "Man, Elden Ring sucks. Like, I accidentally hit the like tutorial guy once, and he started killing me, and I couldn't beat him. I can't wait to play a real game like Forza."
A real game. Forza is a real game, but
can't
like
wait to play a real game like Animal Crossing.
It does what it does really good. It's just it's a racing game.
Yeah,
it's sort of low key. Yeah, it's not. You can't compare them. But it's for a racing game. It's like it looks so good. Like I have Game Pass, and I got obviously like you just get the day comes out, like comes out day one on Game Pass. Oh my god, it looks so good. Like every time a new Forza comes out,
it's weird like that Microsoft like really owns nice. All the Forza and, games, like the but only really Forza nice. Horizon 4 and 5 are on Game Pass. You would think that
none of the motors
would be easier for them to, you know, put those on there. But
I think they're just trying to do whatever.
Motorsport is a good game though.
Like, it is, but I know that Horizon sells more because it's like open world.
Yeah, but like how much would it really cost them to have their own game licensing on their platform?
I couldn't tell you. Also, I think the last one was like 6, and that
came out like 2 years ago. Yes, it was actually 7. Yes. It was actually on Game Pass.
Seriously, 2 years ago?
And then they just took it off a few months ago.
Oh.
I know.
Right, that's just Microsoft fault.
Sounds like
them being dumb. Yeah. That was a bad idea.
Good night.
All right. We talked about console war. How about what? Take what are you talking about?
Honestly, shut pretty up. Relatable.
Okay, well, yep. All right, fine. Then we can
make
a more ad, and then
we can do like
a
part two.
A part two of our part two.
Bruh. No, we like.
We will do a part two.
No, we don't finish.
We're not doing a part two of part two. This will be an episode. We will cap this off, and then we'll do a part 1.3. I like driving.
I like drive. Putting my head down. I like and looking at a good book.
Sometimes I'm like deaf.
When I'm blind, I'm blind on the road.
I just want to hear the words. But
when I'm blind, reading on the road is very hard.
When I'm driving blind. And I just sometimes wish there was an app or a website where they will read the words to me.
What book?
And I'm website just like,
could that be?
I'm like, sharks. I have an idea for you. That product is called Audible.
Wow. Sorry.
If you haven't heard of Audible, then you are missing out, you losers. They are leading provider of spoken word entertainment and audiobooks, ranging from bestsellers to celebrity memoirs, news, and self-development and business. You dumbos, you stupid hoes.
Every month, members get one credit to pick any title, plus two Audible originals from a monthly selection, and access to daily news digests such as the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, and many more.
Audible has thousands of titles, podcasts, wellness, guided wellness programs, A-list comedies, and exclusive Audible originals to choose from.
All of which can be downloaded and listened to offline via the free Audible app. Check out Audible by clicking the link in the podcast description or by going to www.audibletrial.com/boys2, that's the letter 2, men podcast, to get a 30-day trial, which includes one credit or two if you're an Amazon Prime member. All right. Thank you for listening. We talked about Unreal Engine 5. We talked about the susness of Jack Harlow.
I mean, it's not sus. He's gay.
No, he's not.
He's just Jacob, sus. Would you stop listening to him if he's gay?
Nah.
That's...
That's a deep question. I'm
homophobic. I think it's more of a hatred of them.
No, mom is, bro. What the fuck?